What's good? What's good? What's good? I'm happy you are in the building. It's your boy Willie Chill, and it is the Man the Mic podcast 20th episode special. First off, I want to thank everyone for this first season for listening in. Man, I am elated that you tuned in. Whether it's on your way to work, whether it's when you're at your desk, needing a little bit of pick-me-up, or whether it's on your way home, or maybe it's just a weekday, just kind of chilling, having a regular, just lazy Saturday, and you checking in with your boy. Man, I'm happy to give you as much as I can give you, because everything we're putting out here is all based on what's out in the news, as well as what's factual through information. And as far as Man the Mic podcast, we're going to give you what's the straight and the real, always. And so just kind of get into a couple things. I kind of want to get into what we usually don't do is have a little current event section. So I want to have some current event section come up. I know on the advertisement, we talked a little bit about what we're going to talk about, Keisha Bottoms, who is the current mayor for Atlanta. We're going to talk about all that going on, but I want to talk about a couple of other things that are going on as well, which is the pipeline situation, which went through a hack. What's been said, it's been a hacking situation where some things have been compromised and calls shut down. Now, don't get me wrong. I am not in any way someone that looks at things and says, ooh, what is that? Is that going to be this? You know, I mean, I'm not someone that, you know, focuses on certain things. But I do know there was one movie, you know, my favorite movie of all time, the whole trilogy, the whole mix is Die Hard. And I think not the last one, but the one before that, where it was, they were talking about certain things that you do when there's a fire sale. How you start to shut down certain capabilities with utilities. And so I'm leaving that out there and just putting that out there that when you are trying to influence a culture, not only with this new law that went into place so that people could not early vote, as well as people could not vote after Sunday service, as well as you could not help voters if they needed water or anything when it came to just providing them a source of, you know, enjoyment while they're waiting in line to vote. Those are all, you know, what we call cutting the cord. You know, you're trying to stifle a culture who's put you on the map. And then now to overthrow this now that, oh, okay, Georgia, you want to be the leading way to bring in the president in? All right, we're gonna mess with your utilities too. And so I see this evidently happening. And so, you know, I'm not going to get any further into it. You know, it's your boy Willie Chill, and I'm just kind of putting it out there, letting it be known that these things are kind of odd. And then on top of that, for the mayor to not seek re-election, I feel like she's been an amazing, amazing woman when it comes to being a mayor for Atlanta. I know there's a lot to do with just being the mayor, keeping up with things. But I know there was some controversy a while back, probably around either the middle of the pandemic, where I think the husband had left the house to go to his office or something, and he was quoted as saying, I don't want to be in the house no more. I'd rather be out and about, you know. And so, you know, I don't know what all transpired from that, whether, you know, she's needing to spend more time with her family. I know her kids at the age where they're getting ready to graduate, you know, high school and college. So I would think that, you know, her rising in the ranks is a big deal. You know, I feel like her and Stacey Abrams and so many other amazing women that are doing great things in Georgia are on the cusp of something great. So I don't know what's going on with all that. Especially all those things kind of happening all within just all within the election year coming, you know, with all this breaking down from the new regime in place and how, you know, just all these things are happening all of a sudden. Governor Kemp passing this law to, you know, these other little elements coming in about the pipeline to, you know, other elements coming in about her not seeking re-election, you know. And so, I don't know. I'm not putting my two cents in it. I'm just letting it be known that, you know, I pray all the best for them, especially Mayor Keisha Bottoms. I pray the very best for whatever her new endeavors are, and I hope they're amazing. And I hope Stacey Abrams runs for that spot. Oh, my goodness. I want her to run for that spot. I want her to do amazing things as the mayor. I know she's capable of doing great things, you know. And so I hope that something great comes out of this uncertain times. Because, you know, we as people of, you know, the African-American culture, we're looking for someone that could be like a stand-in to really show, you know, quality can be had. And that, hey, we have a lot to offer. Not just because we're black, but because we're beautiful and amazing. And we have so much in us. Whether it's inventors, entrepreneurs, or a mixture of different business ventures that we are all associated with. Networking, connections. And so, you know, I pray for her next steps, her next move. And pray it's amazing. And just to get into other news, other current events, based on the Atlantic Black Star, they were talking about some over 700 criminal cases have been thrown out because they've been a lot of, you know, corruption in Baton Rouge Police Department, the Narcotics Division. And so there's also been an officer in the mix of it who called all this out. And so we pray for his life. We pray that he's protected and that, you know, with everything, you know, people always challenge you, you know, when you're doing right. And I hope all the good comes out of this and that with all these things that are coming out that they actually, you know, it's crazy. Planted drugs, stolen evidence, arrested cops because they were on the right side and a whole bunch of trumped up charges. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. And a whole bunch of cases that are misled. This reminds me of that Tyler Perry movie where I think, Lord forgive me. He played in the movie Antoine Fisher. And he was in it along with Keisha Knight Pullen, where he was I think he was a part of the prosecutor's office for the city of Atlanta, and how the girl that he was engaged to, or getting married to, was trumping up charges by like foiling things in the envelopes and the folders to make it to trump up the charges so that it sticks. And so, you know, that was just a movie and somewhat of a satire of things that, you know, we always hear about but never really get the whiff of it. But I hope all the good comes out of this and that, you know, innocent people are out of jail and thriving as a result of these overturned convictions and moments. And so we hope the very best for that. And then on a more lighter note, we want to congratulate William Tate IV for being set up. He was a distinguished professor of education at the University of South Carolina. He is now going to take over. He's not going to take over as, as the university's next president, you know, and so at Louisiana State University. And so that's a wonderful thing. We pray all his success and that not only will he bring so much movement into that school, but it'll be a testament of the quality of character that he comes with. And so we hope the very best for that. And right now, I just want to take the time to honor Bill McCrary, a very, very, very vocal voice in the New York area, who a pioneer in journalism, and especially a solid guy when it comes to being in the community. And he was a basically Fox 5's major anchor, you know. He's been said to have, you know, basically built the Fox 5 10 o'clock news, and as well as the New Day, just that whole layout of his resume is amazing. And how, you know, we want to give so much love to his family, and that, you know, they are feeling all the amazing moments of why they shared him with the world. And now the world gets to honor him and then honor his family for allowing that. And so, you know, we pray his life is well lived, as well as, you know, his legend status goes on for many more years. And we lift up, you know, just all the current journalists and those that follow in his footsteps, that they continue to do well. You know, it's not, I know for me, in the area, it's for African Americans, I've grown up seeing like the Craig Melvin on Channel 4, who's now, I think, on the Today Show. And now I think he's also mobile doing things for like CNN as well, and MSNBC and CNBC. And also like for Channel 4 News for DC, like Shamar Moore. And so some of the other amazing, just different amazing broadcasters, as well as anchors that have been on the helm. I honor them now, and you know, continue to do your thing, and we're watching you, and you're amazing. And we come back, we're going to kind of go over a couple of more things. I want to go over this TV One special with Jaleel White, as well as when we get back, I want to go over this NFT with BitSky that's going on with Jay-Z and Serena Williams, as well as a couple of other things going on. Like, what the heck is going on with Portia Williams? Really? What the heck is going on? Last I remember the guy that they're talking about that she's been seen in photos with. I think his name is Simeon or Simon. I apologize if the name was said wrong. But I remember seeing him on a show, watching it with my wife. And I was like, wow. Okay, he was a real, like, well-to-do guy, and, you know, married to this young lady who has a whole bunch of kids, and it's like, wow, okay. And then it was like, boom, the news has come out that now he ain't with her no more, and now he with oh, man, I thought that was Portia's friend. And so, man, I don't know. We're going to kind of dig into it, man. It's your boy, Willie Chill, and I'll be back in a minute. Welcome back, welcome back. It's your boy Willie Chill. And before we go any further, I want to kind of give some love to some of the homes that were devastated. They said it was over 4 townhomes that were devastated in a early morning fire on last week. There was a 3-alarm fire at Chatsford area of Brandywine, Maryland. And that's my area, that's my peoples. And so I just want to show some love. Man, I love you all. Pray that, you know, whatever you guys may have lost, that double time comes back. And, you know, just you know, that's a terrifying moment to be able to see the things that you have. Kind of, you know, even some of the things that you cherish, that you have to, like, go through. And so we lift them up, and, hey, one of the good family friend of mine, got it. This one of their homes. He posted their Cash App. Hey, any listeners have either heard or, are even, like, connected in some way, we want to give him a big shout out, Mr. Wright. He also put up his Cash App at $BIGDINK1716. Support him, show him some love, and Amanda Mike Podcast is going to do the same. And so, we're going to continue to lift him up and be a blessing. And, on to another subject that is coming up more and more is some of this violence that is going on in Israel and against the Palestinians. From what I heard, there was peace talks, and I guess all of that subsided once the leader was either, assassinated or was killed. And now Benjamin Netanyahu was all in the mix again. And I don't know. I don't live on one side or the other. I just know that I live on the side of Jesus. And Jesus is always looking at the plan C, which is praying for both sides. Whatever misunderstanding, whatever's going on that's causing this rift, we pray that wisdom takes principle here, and that no more bloodshed, no more lives are taken, because people's lives are precious. I don't care what culture, what ethnicity you may be, or what you represent. People are people, and so we lift up that man, and hope for the very best for all those that are involved on both sides. Everybody has their own predetermined notions of what they feel is life, or what they feel certain people should be. And it's unfortunate, because I think that's a lot more in society than we think, where one group infringes on another because they don't like the way they function, or they don't like another group because of this or that or the other. And why not? Can't we just live and love, live, love, and just be able to work together? That's all that matters at the end of the day. It's too many things happening with people who are in India having challenges with this COVID-19. And so I saw earlier in the week that they were shipping things to them. So we pray that all that shipment that's sent to them provides care, not just for those who have or well-to-do, but to everyone affected. Because, hey, life is precious. And we shouldn't be fighting over silliness. Whose land was given to, whose land is this and whose land is that? Guess what? All this land is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And so I don't want to get preachy, but I want to get one thing knowledgeable known, is that love should be the principal thing. And when we put love in things, we get better results. And, on to a little bit more lighter story, which we are excited about, is hearing that Felicia Rashad was named Dean of the Fine Arts College for Howard University. Big ups, big ups, big ups to that. I mean, she has been a phenomenal statement for the African-American community in theater and arts. And so I pray all the best for her. I pray that all those who encounter her will understand what she represents, and it helps them bump their life to another level and do more with their talent and their skills. And, this is a big move. And so I'm very happy about that. And also want another educational moment. Just heard about some amazing things. Young lady named Vivian Cunningham, who had a lifelong passion for learning and did not get to the point of finishing or getting through school. She graduated college at 78, and she graduated from Samford University with her college diploma. Oh, we appreciate you today. We appreciate you. And that's a key moment. that it doesn't matter what age you are, it doesn't matter where you happen to be in life, if you find your passion, no matter when you do, find it. And when you find it, you'll find joy. And I pray that God restores everything that she felt like she didn't get a chance to do, that she'll be able to do in her speed. And so we lift up all of that, man. And, you know, we're excited about that. And then on to, you know, more continual women news. The WNBA's Atlanta Dream will now feature an all-black female broadcast. And I am excited about that. You know me. You know Willie Chill, man. You know from my previous episodes about giving women respect, not just on the athletic field, or not just on the athletic court, but also in the areas of basketball and in overwhelmingly degrees when it comes to, you know, just opportunities when it comes to sports and athletics. And so this is a big move. And so, you know, we want to give all love to Angel Gray. You know, we want to give all love to Autumn Johnson, Tabitha Turner, and Lachina Robinson. I think she was also a previous player in the WNBA. So all love to them, that they do extremely well, and that everything goes great for them. And I'm excited for it. I pray there'll be more coming out and more things happening as a result of that. And, you know, hey, more power to that and all the things happening with that. And on to another WNBA news, Breonna Stewart officially has left Nike for Puma. And so, you know, I don't know what transpired with that. You know, maybe Puma has, you know, better options for her. You know, I think as long as you find where you're the flyest at, and I feel like your flyest level should always be the level that works for you. And so if the flyest level for her is this, man, I'm all in. I'm all in. And also show some love to Vanessa Bryant. I'm not too sure if Nike's deal for shoes for Kobe is canceled out, but I know the contract has ended for in general, and so I don't know the ins and outs of that, but they came out with the Mambacita clothing, which has been sold out for at least a week or two. You know, sports guys have been wearing it, the NBA across the board. And in support, and we support all those different things. And, you know, mad love, big love to all of that. You know, our prayers are still with them because we know this is still a tough time for them. But we know that in the midst of that, that greatness comes out. And that, you know, this is a big move for them. And I did see, I think Nike was talking about an anniversary shoe for Kobe, the Mamba shoe, which was like black and white and had some gold accents. So I'm excited to see some of those elements as they come out and kind of get into that. And, you know, hey, guess what? It's your boy Willie Chill. And I made it very well known that we're going to kind of go into a couple more items to kind of get some clarity. I got some more information on some NFT information. But guess what? On our next episode, we're going to talk about the NFT stuff because I have more stuff, more research I want to do to really get that going. But I kind of want to end it with a Porsche. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know where to go with that. I'm going to leave that alone. I don't get involved in that gossip stuff. I don't get involved in that who was with who, what's going on with that. But I just know it's messy. And this is your boy Will talking. And so, you know, it just looked real messy. And I hope and pray that everything transpired. There's kids involved. There's a whole bunch of stuff involved. I just hope the best and have it at Rose. And so, but I kind of want to end it with the special on TB1 with Jaleel White. Man, that was big, man. Man, that was big. And just to see how him and, McCrary were actually really good friends outside of taping. And that's a good moment. You know, that's a good place. And so, you know, it was kind of hurtful to hear him talk about the young lady that was on the show. I think there was also talk that she was good friends with Malcolm Jamal Warner. That was a moment for me. Just kind of just going back. I mean, Family Matters is my childhood. Family Matters is my childhood, and so I love that show. I remember when it was on Thursdays, and then it moved to Fridays. It was on Thursdays with, I think, Mr. Belvedere for a little while, and then I think it moved to Friday TGIF with Step by Step. And so, oh my goodness. Oh man. And just to hear just the emotional turmoil, it's an unwritten script that we don't really talk about in the black community, and that's about the dumbing down of the feminine nature by using men to display women instead of using that character as a female character, and then also having a male as the actual playing his natural character. And so, just hearing that story about him, playing Myrtle and then playing in some other roles, it was heartbreaking, And there are people who out there in the African American community, they have the words and the terms for it. I really don't want to get too far deep into it, but I know there is a system that's at work and at play where there is a soft demand for men to dress and play roles that are feminine when they're actual women that could play those roles. And so, I mean, the world is not lacking in women. Women are gorgeous. Women are beautiful. And so, there's no lacking in that. And so, I don't know where it's spinned off from, but I'm hopeful that it starts to make a turn out and open the doors for men to have the roles that they're defined with and women to have more roles so that this can be an amazing, amazing space for arts and theater and expression. And so, I pray all the best for Jaleel White and his Purple Haze. I think he has his dispensary company. And so, I pray all the best for him with that and all of his endeavors. And just hearing that, I guess I keep going back to it, hearing that his father was just like, yo, I'm done. I think that's also lost in the sauce too, is that a lot of kids grew up without fathers, and to have a father that was willing to say, you know what, this is my son, I don't need him to go through this, I'm gonna step in. And also a dear, I'll have to say, watching him from a distance, Drill Haddon, be stepping up as well. He said he mentioned on IG that his son had some challenges and maybe some anxiety, and he stopped everything and got to him. That's a dad. And that's what I feel society tries to take away from the African American community. Because if the male is there, no knock on the woman. The women are amazing. The women are strong. The women are beautiful. The women are awesome in every way. But it's something about having a father in the house, not just in the house, but an active participant when it comes to being a statement for loving your wife, being a statement for being the first priest in the household. And so, you know me, I keep it real, I keep it straight. It's a lot of people that I know, especially in the church, where they're willing to give left and right, but their family's struggling. That's not what God is about. If God is love, but our family's struggling, something's wrong. We missing a connection there. And so my only prayer is that we get back to the connection where we be about our family. Because at the end of the day, family is what keeps us sustained. And so, yo, it's your boy Willie Chill. And I look forward to the next 20 episodes. I'm going to do one more with NFTs. So that'll be episode basically 21 or 22. And then we'll kind of take a little break for a little bit. And the next season coming up, we're actually going to do video. So it will not only be audio, but video as well. So catch me on YouTube. It's going to be at Man the Mic Podcast. You'll be able to catch me on there as well. And we're going to start it off with Man the Mic Podcast with Willie Chill and Friends. We're going to try to figure all this out and work some little things out. Do what needs to be done and try to master this and get it ready. Yo, it's your boy Willie Chill. It's the Man the Mic Podcast. And I thank you for rocking with you, for rocking with me. Because when we rock together, we do big things. We change the world. Bitch.